Hey everybody, I'm Genghis and this is the Metal Minute. This week I'm kind of playing with the format, testing out some new things, and I want to devote this episode to a growing trend, change amongst the old guard. Now by old guard, I'm talking mostly about bands that rose to prominence anywhere from early to the late 80s. Members of those bands are about in their 50s at least, but many of them are different than their previous generation of rockers like Ozzy, Dio, Judas Priest, or guys who hit it big a decade or more before them. And what makes them different is that they are much more open to change in the industry. New bands are quite familiar with the prevalence of subgenres in metal, and in fact, many of them are continuously pushing the envelope by creating new ones every other day. But while bands like Motorhead will never change their sound, guys like Tommy Lee of Motley Crue and Jeff Tate of Queensryche embrace the freedom of the anything goes atmosphere of the internet and what it's done for music. So what are they saying that makes me think that? Well, Tommy has often been quoted as saying that he no longer thinks that traditional albums are even worth recording anymore. He thinks that old-fashioned paradigm just doesn't hold up in the age of iTunes and its cafeteria mentality that allows you to download only the music you want and leave the other half of an album that sucks untouched. Generation Swine. Meanwhile, Jeff Tate has publicly said that he hates categorization and feels that one day there will be none at all, saying, quote, it's all going to be alphabetical order, unquote. And in fact, some of the new stuff apparently even sounds a little hip-hop, believe it or not. So clearly, Jeff and company have a strong rebellious side to them in keeping with the original rock and roll creed of defying convention. Let's hope they don't defy sales as well. I gotta tell you, I don't know exactly where I stand on all this, because I'm a tried and true rocker, but I always try to respect an artist's right to pursue their own vision, no matter how narrow-minded it may seem to us. So tell us what you think in the discussion forums over on therighttorock.com, or even leave us a voicemail at 937-387-8732. Well, that's it, and there it is. Hope you guys dug this little interlude. I'm just trying to change up the format a little bit, keep things interesting. I'll try some new stuff. Some stuff's going to stick to the wall, some stuff's not. I hope you'll bear with me. Until next time, guys, I give you all a big fat
hose up.